Intesa San Paolo cuts Bitcoin ETF stake 94%, triples staked ETHIA. Intesa San Paolo, Italy's largest bank by assets, cut its position in BlackRock's spot Bitcoin ETF, IBIT, by 94% last quarter while tripling its holdings in a staked Ethereum ETF, according to Woo Blockchain, which cited the bank's most recent regulatory filing. The disclosure points to a deliberate rotation by a systemically important European lender away from idle Bitcoin exposure and toward an Ethereum product that generates staking yield. The move stands out because Intesa was one of the first major European banks to disclose a spot Bitcoin ETF position at all, trimming that same holding by more than 9/10. In the same filing that shows a tripling of staked ETF, is not a passive rebalance. It reads as a change of thesis, from bullion to yield. The core of the reallocation is the difference between what the two assets do inside a portfolio. A spot Bitcoin ETF holds BTC that sits on a custodian's balance sheet and earns nothing. A staked Ethereum ETF holds ETHI that is delegated to validators. And those validators are paid protocol rewards for securing the network. For a bank that has to justify every position to a treasury committee, an asset that produces a running yield is an easier line item to defend than one that only moves with price. Staked ETH currently returns roughly 3% to 4% annually before fees, paid in ETHI. That is not a large number next to sovereign bond yields, but it is a structural return that Bitcoin cannot match without lending the coins out to a counterparty. Intesa's filing suggests the bank would rather hold an asset that pays it to wait. The timing sits against a soft market backdrop. As of August 4, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $63,527, up 1.8% on the day, while Ether sat around $1,857, up 1.1%, according to CoinMarketCap. The Fear and Greed Index read 36 in fear territory. Ether is down 1.3% over the past week and remains well below its prior highs. So this is accumulation into weakness rather than chasing a rally. A European institution making a public call bank equity filings are read closely because they are one of the few windows into how regulated institutions actually position, as opposed to what their research desks publish. A 94% cut is loud. It tells other allocators that at least one large European balance sheet decided its Bitcoin ETF exposure was oversized relative to its conviction, and that staked Ethereum was worth a bigger seat. This lands during a broader stretch of institutional churn in the ETF market. Bitcoin funds recently snapped a two-month outflow streak with a $172.4 million July inflow, so demand has not vanished. It has become more selective. Intesa's decision to lean into a yield-bearing ETH wrapper rather than a plain Bitcoin one is a specific expression of that selectivity. It also echoes moves by individual large holders, rotating between the two majors. Arthur Hayes, for example, bought back into ETHIA within 48 hours of selling earlier this year, a reminder that positioning around Ethereum has been volatile, even among the most active traders. A bank tripling a staked ETHIA position is a slower, more committed version of the same directional bet. Reading the limits of the signal, one filing does not make a trend, and there are caveats worth stating plainly. Bank 13F-style disclosures are backward-looking, so the reported position reflects where the bank stood at the end of the reporting period, not necessarily where it stands today. The absolute size of Intesa's crypto ETF book is also small relative to its total assets, so this is a treasury allocation experiment. Not a bet-the-bank decision. A 94% cut off a modest base is still a modest dollar figure. There's also the yield question. Staking rewards are paid in ETH, so the yield only helps if ETH holds its value. A bank collecting 3% to 4% in a token that falls 20% is not protected anything. Intesa is taking on the same price risk as any ETH holder with a coupon attached. For crypto users, the read-through is narrower than the headline suggests. It does not change fees, custody, or availability on any consumer product. What it does show is that the institutional preference is drifting toward assets that do something while held, a preference that also shows up in how staking and yield products are marketed to retail. When a regulated Italian lender restructures its book toward yield-bearing ETF, it validates that staking is now a mainstream allocation input, not a fringe one. Readers in Italy watching their own banks warm to crypto ETFs can treat this as one more data point.